And if you have no further questions, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Analyst, you may wrap it up.
Your Honor, first I'd like to address the control and management that they, in 3375.06. It specifically says that the library has control and management, and in the exercise of such control and management shall be governed by sections 3375.33 to 3375.41. Okay, so there's nothing new there, as the opposing counsel points out. It's still, the only thing that's there is proper operation and management. When she talked about brief, the mats, it has to be, if you read it carefully, it says there must be policies and standards, but that sometimes the standards can be foregone. It never says that the policy itself can be foregone. Berger ruling, for instance, makes it very clear that there still must be a discernible public policy declaration. There is no such thing here. The library is a creature of statute. It can only do what it's been specifically authorized by the legislature to do. And they are claiming the right to protect me from myself.
Doesn't the health department do that regularly? There are people who have, for religious reasons, argued vehemently against inoculation of children and so forth.
We're actually getting back into rational basis or not, which okay. I'm precluded from. But let me just say that in every instance that I've been able to find, even seatbelts, whatever, there's always, it's never protecting somebody from themselves. They're protecting the public at large from these sorts of issues. Okay? Even seatbelts, it's maintaining control of the vehicle and the occupants of the vehicle, plus the fact that if somebody gets killed, there's a tremendous impact on society as a whole. So it's always been society as a whole. And that's one of the reasons why I disagree with the federal result. So we've heard no policy declaration. All we've heard is the plea that proper operation and management be interpreted broadly. And then generally, if this is sufficient, it makes a nullity of the constitutional provision. Okay? And it makes a nullity of nearly 100 years of precedent. There simply is no public policy declaration that supports the library's police power regulations. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you both. Case is submitted. We'll be advised of our decision. We have a third case set for the 9 o'clock docket. I'm going to take